This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hollywood. Babylon.
Infowars.com right now. Coffin nails the enemy to get it out. We dump so much vicious truth on the enemy. I can't even handle it myself, quite frankly. Right in the center of the storm, the fulcrum, only God keeps me in position. I'm very humble, my friends, because you should be humble as well. Consciousness and existence is something very special. You should thank God every day you're not Dennis Hastert, that like to recruit 10, 11, 12-year-old boys so you can have sex with them and deliver them to a bunch of filthy Republican and Democrat donors in their sick club of ruining young men. I don't get it. Like, as a man, I'm attracted to the most powerful, aggressive caveman women. But see, wimps want a little girl or a little boy. That makes them feel they're in charge now. They're not the kind of person that like wants to like be, you know, wow, look at this woman. Or if you're a woman, look at this big strong man. They're into the defiling, you see. That's what Satanism is. Newsweek uses accused pedophile Dennis Hastert to attack Trump. Why not? You got Brian Williams back from the dead. Say he was shot down in a helicopter and, you know, won 15 Super Bowls or whatever. I mean, why not make up more lies? They dug up Hastert to criticize Trump. Like, hey, pedophile Hastert doesn't like Trump. Oh, boy, Trump's in trouble. With enemies like this, who needs friends? But here's a piece Mr. Gonzalez and Mr. McBrain put together, titled amply, Hollywood is dead. Here it is.
Intensity's heightened.
He's a punk. He's a dog. I'd like to punch him in the face.
Tensions are rising.
Why did you convey your touch line?
Please. Please, I'm sorry. Just, I'm not used to that.
They don't even care if you die. Come into your house and spread lies. Really ain't no need to ask why. Just sit back, relax, and watch them die. Push them off the edge. Hollywood is dead. So push them off the edge.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
Get back to reality. Off the ghost.
Donald J. Trump will become the 45th president of the United States, defeating Hillary Clinton in a campaign.
Well, you want to bang heads? We're doing it. This is it. And when you Satanists figure out that you were only there to test us, the faithful, by then you'll be falling down to that core of that star, will be bound for eternity until it blows up into a new eternity. So get ready for the Phantom Zone, because that's where you're going. Mike Cernovich is coming up on the other side on Alex Jones. This is the InfoWars.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
They shouldn't be too confident. We've woken up from the trance. You see the vampires all around us. The question is, where is the path forwards? The NFL, the whole MSM combine, Hollywood is collapsing. Like Steven Spielberg predicted 4 years ago. Hastert has come out, like Brian Williams, the discredited molester of the truth, and is attacking Trump, and they're celebrating Hastert. They are entering into total mental illness, like the governor of California legalizing giving people AIDS or giving blood with HIV or hepatitis. It's like a ghost dance. Now, I'm going to leave because I'm with Cernovich, the host himself, because I was listening and watching. But Mike Cernovich, what do you make of the point we've reached right now? I mean, things are moving quicker than we even envisioned.
Well, you know, actually, we talked about that when this story first broke. We said two things. And one has come true. We're waiting for the second to come
true. You said it's not just grabbing women, it's raping women.
Exactly. And then two is, we said this is all a cover to give the public a distraction to prevent people from learning about Hollywood pedophiles. So that's the next shoe to drop.
Well, take over, that's my friend, because you're on target. Mike Cernovich.
So, yeah, that's what Alex and I talked about, is we said, look, this Harvey Weinstein sexual harassment allegation was just one thing that was going to find. We said we guarantee that he'll be charged with rape or accused of rape, rather, by other people. And then the story broke that there is now an open rape investigation in Great Britain for Harvey Weinstein. Big problem right there. But the bigger picture is, why now? That's what Alex and I talked about right when the story broke. We got on right then and there, and Alex goes, why now, Cernovich? Why now? And I said, the pedophile stuff was about to break, and they knew the pedophile stuff was about to break, so they go, well, let's just give them Harvey Weinstein, because isn't it amazing how they all went after him at once? Almost like it's almost like everybody in media, in Hollywood, in every industry said, hey, let's all go after Harvey. Let's all attack him at once. Why did they do that? Well, because then they'll say, well, we're cleaning up the industry, we're taking things back. But really, this is about pedophilia and the Hollywood pedophiles being exposed. This is really about the info warriors and the people who listen to this show, who have been calling out the pedophilia and the degeneracy in Hollywood for decades, and who's a conspiracy theory now, right? That's my question, is who is the conspiracy theory now? The people on InfoWars, Alex Jones, people, I didn't even know about Alex Jones 5 years ago. He was doing amazing work calling out the pedophilia in Hollywood. And they said, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. So there's an amazing video that's going to touch into this point now that Corey Feldman, a very brave man, had resurfaced now. Because remember, when I was growing up, I'm 39, the two Corys were the big deal. The Corey Feldman and Corey Haim were in every film together. They're their two Corys. They were the coolest kids growing up. Corey Feldman, of course, was in Goonies. They were great. And then it turns out that Corey Haim became a drug addict and killed himself, and people said, why? Well, because he was molested by Hollywood pedophiles. And Corey Feldman on Barbara Walters tries to confront the pedophilia issue. And let's listen to what Barbara Walters tells a victim of pedophiles.
I'm saying that there are people that were the people that did this to both me and Corey, yeah, that are still working, they're still out there, and they're some of the richest, most powerful people in this business.
And they are.
And they do not want me saying what I'm saying right now.
Are you saying that they're pedophiles?
Yes.
And that
yes.
they're still in this business?
Yes.
That's what you're saying, yeah, in your book. When you talk to when you talk to parents,
they don't want me here right now,
Corey. There are a lot of parents out here who want to put their kids in this business. Their kids are cute. Great actors. What would you say to a parent who just has the best of intentions, who's coming here with their child? You're saying that there's a lot of predators in this industry.
It's a many-feathered bird, okay? Be careful what you wish for. That's what I'll tell you. You know, don't go into it with naivety. Don't go into it thinking that it's all roses and sunglasses and
an entire industry.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to. I'm just trying to say that it's a very important, serious topic.
You said that there was one gentleman in the industry who did not take advantage of you. He was not a pedophile. You said it was Michael Jackson.
Of all people. You're damaging an entire industry. Barbara Walters, we can now confirm, is a pedophile apologist, just like Meryl Streep, who got up and...
She's a pedophile collaborator.
No question. I mean, that video is, that should be on every news network tonight. That should be the biggest story of the weekend, is Barbara Walters is a pedophile enabler, collaborator, apologist, supporter. There's no language that it can be too strong to describe that clip where she's literally shaming a victim of pedophilia. Well, how dare you go after an entire industry? And then people wonder why these kids are afraid to come forward. There had been, of course, other people tweeting out Terry Crews had been sexually assaulted by a male producer. Terry Crews, of course, 240 pounds.
I don't know if you missed it, but I want to just tell the story back when I was doing stuff in Hollywood. In the meeting, these old producers just grab you. It was like an act of domination.
Yeah, a friend of mine who's a bodybuilder, that's actually why he left Hollywood, because they told him, he went into a shot and they said, you get on your knees. And he was like, ah, ha, ha, ha. And they go, no, get the F, you know, on your knees. And he was like, what are you talking about? And he found out that pretty much 90% of every male superstar has performed fellatio and other denigrated sex acts. So that's why
it's not about sex, Gary. It's about power.
Right. And that's why many of them will not come forward. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel, what is Jimmy Kimmel hiding? He said in a story today, he goes, well, the reason, you know, I didn't make Harvey Weinstein jokes is because it's not my job to talk about politics. It's not my job to call things out.
No, let's be serious. The question is, has Jimmy Kimmel performed fellatio on Mr. Weinstein?
And does Weinstein have pictures of that? That's like another big issue here. So, yeah, Jimmy Kimmel says, I'm not the moral conscience of America. But wait a minute, Brian Stelter of CNN actually called him America's conscience, right? So Jimmy Kimmel wants to talk about health care, tell people who support the Second Amendment that we hate America, that we want people to die. Oh, he's America's conscience then. But when it comes to a softball, it doesn't take any moral courage now. 2 weeks ago, to call out Harvey Weinstein, that took great courage. That took tremendous courage to call him out because he was the most powerful man in Hollywood 2 weeks ago. Today, it doesn't take any courage. So Kimmel doesn't even have that moral courage now. So the reason is, well, why does he talk about his political issues? Well, I bet you that there are pictures of him performing sexual acts on Harvey Weinstein, and he doesn't want those films to get out and the pictures to get out and everything. But he needs to do is come forward and just admit that he had been molested by Harvey Weinstein, just as many other male actors did, and do a great thing for America, do a great thing for the industry. But he's not going to do it because he doesn't have any moral courage. None of these people in Hollywood do. They knew about this for decades, and they're all degenerates. I could have sold my soul and gone to Hollywood. Yeah, Alex could have sold his soul. The friend of mine who didn't want to perform oral sex during a casting call could have. But we didn't want to, but we knew that was the practice. So it was almost like when they say, well, Poison talked about it. I mean, not to get too, you know, corny on people, but there was even a song, A Fallen Angel, by a glam artist. Poison was the group. I forget who the lead singer was or whatever. Brett Michaels or something like that. But the whole video is about a young girl comes from the Midwest, and she goes into L.A. and just wants to be a starlet and everything. And then she's immediately corrupted and taken over.
Now they want to do that to America. Mike Cernovich coming up will break it all down. Hollywood seduction and gang rape of America now coming to an end. NFL collapsing. Trump reinvoking God in America. What does this signify? A great turning straight ahead as Mike Cernovich hosts. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. You can find more at Cernovich Media and on Twitter and Facebook. We'll be back. Spread the link. It's a revolutionary act against the giant pot-bellied pedophile armies. Yes, it's happening. We're winning. Stay with us.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Studios, it's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you? Twitter.com/CERNOVICH. We have a lot to talk about. Hollywood pedophilia is, of course, imploding, which is a fantastic thing. It's taking far too long. I mean, if you can see over me, the picture over the head, actually, that was great artwork that a fan of InfoWars, a fellow InfoWarrior, because everybody listening is part of the InfoWar, had drawn. And you can see there George Soros, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, the Pope, Trigglypuff, all of these sort of, you know, wonderful people. We need to have him add Harvey Weinstein to that. Harvey Weinstein definitely belongs in that. But the picture, you can see the Young Turks back there too. And then the top, you have the heroes. You have, of course, a Roger Stones, who Congress is trying to bankrupt and ruin by giving him frivolous subpoenas and going after him in frivolous ways. You have Alex Jones, Matt Drudge, all the great freedom fighters. And that's why I brought this out for today's episode, because this is a reminder of the war and who are on the good guys and who are on the bad guys' side. And there's no question that Zuckerberg and Hillary and Weinstein and Soros and Obama, I think we need Weinstein like right there. Matt Damon, Ben Affleck belong in there too. There was a lot of pictures circulating showing Bill Clinton, Weinstein, Matt Damon, Affleck. They're all just partying. And then you wonder what happened when those public pictures were gone. What happened when the lights went out? Were they bringing in underage prostitutes? Who knows? What we do know is that although Weinstein is getting a lot of coverage, what happened to Senator Robert Menendez's bribery trial coverage? According to the federal prosecutors, he had been involved with underage prostitutes. So it doesn't even, you can't even call them underage prostitutes because they're sex slaves. A 15-year-old girl isn't an underage, I hate that term actually, and I need to stop using it. A 15-year-old girl isn't an underage prostitute. She's a sex slave, right? So even when the media reports on it, they kind of sanitize it. Oh, it's an underage prostitute. No, because it isn't a free will. It isn't a free choice. It ain't, you know, if you're a free person, 18, 19, 20, then you can be one, but you can't as a child, right? So where is the saturation media coverage on Bob Menendez? Why is the media not covering up this story? In fact, I found a 2014 article from the Huffington Post where they called out the Daily Caller for reporting about the sex trafficking allegations. Huffington Post said, "How dare you, Daily Caller, smear Bob Menendez." Does that sound familiar? Well, it sounds an awful lot like Barbara Walters when she told Corey Feldman, "You're attacking an entire industry by reporting on pedophiles. How dare you? How dare you smear an honorable senator who happens to like child sex slaves? How dare you, Daily Caller? You're bad. This is like another smear job." But meanwhile, if you're a conservative, and you ever tweet anything that they don't like, that becomes kind of a big story. And that's where we're all, that's where we're all today. And that's why they're so afraid. That is why they're trying to say, like a child in a romance, I break up with you as a person's trying to break up with them. You can't fire me, I quit. So Seth Meyer, for example, copying Eminem, said on his show, if you like Trump, I'm going to dump you. Something like that, the Hollywood Reporter, yeah. My name is Seth, and I'm here to say, if you like Trump, then go away. Seth Meyers, a pedophile enabler, a rape enabler, is upset with middle America. See, he's not upset. This is what people have to understand when we're talking about the left. He isn't mad at you. In his own mind, he now realizes that all of his pedophile friends and all of his sex trafficking friends and all of his dirty friends are getting caught. And maybe he's involved. Maybe he only knows and looks the other way. You know, we don't really know exactly what's going on with him. But we do know that, why are you worried about Trump voters, bro? Now is not the time to worry about Trump voters. When your own industry is being revealed to be nothing but a bunch of pedophiles and rapists and sex traffickers and people who want to destroy the lives of others and make heterosexual men submit to them for power, pleasure, and revenge porn industry, now is not the time to call out Trump, right? It's an issue of optics, emotional intelligence. People say that Hollywood, there are moral superiors, there are betters, they know so much. Well, if they know so much, why would they be attacking Trump supporters now? Well, because they're trying to change the subject. They are mad that the game is up for them, that everybody knows now. And then when people watch a film, are you going to be able to suspend disbelief? Are you going to be able to be immersed in the fantasy of the film? Or are you going to say, I wonder if that actor helped Harvey Weinstein procure women. I wonder if that actor had to perform sexual favors for Harvey Weinstein and for other people. I wonder what the casting couch was like for that person, right? That's what people are going to be thinking now rather than watching the films. And these people in the industry know it. They're freaking out. And it's stuff that we've been talking about for decades. Anthony Napoleon's talked about it. Alice has talked about it. Mark Dice has talked about it. Paul Joseph Watson has talked about it. Stephen Molyneux has talked about it. There was even during the election, Donald Trump Jr. had tweeted out an article about this. Maria Abramovic had talked about it. Yes, Emma Thompson says, Harvey Weinstein sex abuse allegations are just the tip of the iceberg. And do we have the picture of Weinstein grabbing Hermione by the arms and pinning her arms and like dragging her into a limo? This is what they were doing in public. There, I forget what her name is, Emma Watson maybe, but she was one of the Harry Potter people. And funny enough, J.K. Rowling, who has an opinion on everything, hasn't commented about Harvey Weinstein grabbing a beloved Harry Potter character, pinning her arms behind her back, dragging her into a limousine. And then, of course, there was another picture of Weinstein, like, pawing at this girl who's sitting next to Oprah Winfrey. I mean, the depravity, the depravity that we're dealing with is at such a level that Harvey Weinstein, you can see pulling on Hermione, has her pinned, his own head, he looks like he's in some kind of weird, like, episodic trance. I don't know what kind of drugs he's on or if he's just drunk with power, what he's doing, and you can see how uncomfortable she looks in her. What is going on there? And then there are other pictures where he's kind of shoving her into a limo. I don't know, is she on drugs? Has she been drugged? I don't know, but we need to do more of an investigation. Because remember, NBC killed this investigation. Ronan Farrow wanted to break this story on NBC, probably the biggest story of 2017, one of the biggest stories of the decade. NBC goes, no, you can't do this, you can't film this, you can't do this, we're not going to break it, because why? Well, it's not ready. And then he said, stop reporting on it, right? So that's what we're dealing with. We're not speculating. It isn't a conspiracy theory. The entire media establishment for decades has covered up for the pedophiles, for the rapists, for the druggies, for the people who want to abuse you and destroy your families. But it's getting over. Thank you for watching the InfoWars. We'll be back after the next segment.
Yeah. As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Intensity's heightened.
He's a punk. He's a dog. I'd like to punch him in the face.
Tensions are rising.
Why did you come in? You touch my breath.
No, please, sir. You just come on. I'm used to that.
They don't even care if you die.
might come into your house and spread lies. Really ain't no need to ask why. Just sit back, relax, and watch them die. Push them off the edge. Hollywood is this, so push them off the edge. Push them off the edge. Hollywood is this, so push them off the edge.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
Get back to reality. Off the ghost.
Donald J. Trump will become the 45th president of the United States, defeating Hillary Clinton in a campaign.
And we're back. Mike Cernovich, Cernovich.com, C-E-R-N-O-V-I-C-H.com. You can also find me at Twitter.com/Cernovich. We got some cool stuff to talk about, some flashbacks. But before we do, I do want to talk about something that I personally use, because I will only talk about things that I personally use. So, you know, there's always great specials at InfoWars going on. And then they go, well, what do you want to plug? And I go, well, I'll plug what I use. And I use the Caveman True Paleo formula for the collagen. The stuff is absolutely incredible. It has made my joints feel so much better. It has made my recovery time improve big time. It is also, like, a lot of people notice that I've been going clean shaven, because that also helps collagen regenerate too. And that's what the collagen does, is it helps your skin regenerate and become more tactile and firm and taut. So I truly believe in this product. It's fantastic. I actually need to ask them to send me a bunch more. Now, I usually use the chocolate, and I mix it with a banana and almond milk is the way I do it. The first time I ever tried it, I used just water, and although taste is subjective, I said, okay, let's make a shake out of it. So what I'll do is, you can take the strawberry flavor, blend that up with 12 to 16 ounces of ice-cold almond milk. Throw in some frozen blueberries too. Or another thing that you can do with the Caveman True Paleo formula, take a banana and slice it up into small pieces, and then put it in a baggie overnight. And then when you wake up, you now have frozen banana. So then you throw in one or two frozen bananas, one or two scoops of the Caveman True Paleo formula, strawberry or chocolate, it's great for both. Then you blend that up with almond milk. That's fantastic. The same is true of blueberries. So I'll go to Costco and buy a bunch of frozen blueberries in bulk, because blueberries are very, very good for your brain. They improve cognitive function. They help your eyesight. So I'll also blend up blueberries with this stuff too. So Caveman True Paleo formula, 50% off. You can get it on auto shipping. Definitely highly encourage you to take care of your health, because here's what I tell people. The globalists, they want us dead. Okay, so I'm not going to do them any favors. So today, for example, I got up and I took my daughter, who by now, by the time I have her strapped in, it's about 25 pounds. I wear one of those kind of harnesses, and I take her and my dog for a very brisk walk through a trail, a bunch of hikes up and down the hills. And then I go get a 24-ounce green juice with limited apple. When you make a green juice, people go, oh, juices, too much sugar. Well, that's only if you put in a bunch of apple. Right, but if you make a green juice with kale, celery, cucumber, ginger, a little bit of lemon zest, a half a lemon, and then maybe half to three quarters of an apple, there's very little sugar in that. So that's one of the big myths. People go, oh, green juice is just bad. I say, well, I drink it all the time. It's incredible. It makes your body more alkaline. And then, of course, I buy alkaline water. I should get one of the water filters. But the point is, I was doing all this stuff before I heard InfoWars. That's why whenever they go after Omsla stuff, and I go, why don't they go after Joe Rogan for Onnit? Right? The Joe Rogan podcast is supported by, and I think Onnit's a great company too, so I'm complimenting them, but why do they always go after Alex for selling people clean water, selling people supplements? I was doing all this stuff for decades before I'd ever heard of him. And then, of course, Joe Rogan owns Onnit, and they sell a lot of the same products too. But the media doesn't go after Joe Rogan for it. So fundamentally, they're not attacking the products.
that Alex sells. Because you can't attack them. They all meet laboratory testing. They're attacking you. They're attacking him. Because they don't want people to get the truth out. That's why they say, oh, these products or whatever. But then, of course, you look at most people in media, and it's actually been proven scientifically, they're more likely to be sociopaths and they're more likely to be alcoholics. I don't know if they have that article saved in, like, the InfoWars. Like, if I were, I should have, like, a button where I could just push up and have that article pop up where, you know, study shows journalists are far more likely to be sociopaths and alcoholics, right? So you look at the average journalist going after people who are trying to not drink toxic water, not drink poisonous water, to drink alkaline water. I buy alkaline water, big 5-gallon jugs. And, you know, I think maybe, I don't know if Alex sells alkaline water, but that's a big believer. So the attack is never about the products. The attack's about Alex, and the attack's about you listening in. They don't want you awake. They don't want you to feel good. That's the biggest thing. Politico had this article on Trump's positive thinking, and they're trying to make fun of him. So Politico goes, oh, well, Trump, he's really in a rut, in a failure. Like, why is he so happy? It's a fantastic article. I don't know if the crew had pulled it up. But, yeah, I sent the article to Nico a little bit ago. And Politico had it. And they go, the Trump's triumphant thinking or Trump's positive thinking. And why are they mad that Trump's happy? When you read the article, they're just seething. They're like, Trump should be miserable. He should be upset. And they go, well, Trump lies to himself 6 times every morning, tells themselves that things are going great. But think about that, right? Yeah, the power of Trump's positive thinking. They're saying it has crossed the line between optimism and delusion. What is wrong with these people? They don't want you to believe in yourself. They don't want you taking caveman true formula, right? They don't want you to have collagen and to regrow collagen and to feel healthy. They don't want you to drink green juice. They don't want you to drink filtered water. They want you to drink... What they want you to drink is poison water from the tap, which they don't drink, by the way. Do you think the New York Times is drinking tap water? Do you think the New York Times is filtering their water? Let's go to the BuzzFeed, because BuzzFeed likes to write about the products a lot. Are they drinking tap water at BuzzFeed? Scoop. Scoop. BuzzFeed uses filtered water. Breaking news on InfoWars. They all drink filtered water, right? So it isn't about what's good or bad. It's about what they want you to feel bad. They want Trump to feel bad. They're saying, how dare Trump feel good about himself? Trump has to lie to himself to tell himself he feels great. But our experience of reality is primarily subjective. It is primarily based on the conversations we have ourselves and the things we tell ourselves. And yeah, you don't want to lie to yourself in a way that is harmful. But if you're like Trump and you're going through a big struggle, you can say, oh, God, today's going to be another rough day, and that's true. Or you can say, today is amazing because I get to face challenges that would break other people, and I'm going to make it through this day. Both of those statements are true. You're not lying to yourself because, you know, I wake up sometimes, and my daughter's a little grouchy, and I could just say, oh, she's going to be in a bad mood today. Oh, God. Well, maybe she is, but then it comes on to me as a parent and say, well, good, this is a good opportunity for me to hang out with her, to cheer her up, to have fun. Both statements are true. So Trump is both in peril, and he's living the most exciting timeline of his life, as are all of us. That's not delusion, but the media doesn't want you to feel good about yourselves. They want you to feel bad, but we want you to feel good. So come back into the final segment. We have much more.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Cernovich.com, CERNOVICH.com, Twitter.com/ CERNOVICH. We want to have a little bit of fun because, well, a little bit of fun while learning a lesson because I haven't taken this quiz yet. The New York Times has a quiz about Facebook's what is hate speech kind of standards, and I know that a lot of YouTubers do that kind of fun thing. We're like, well, let's take a quiz together and sort of look at it. So if we're able to, I don't know if we are. I really should ask people. I really should ask the production staff before. I'm like, hey, can we do this quiz together, you know, to make sure they can. We all have, as human beings, we all have our shortcomings. And my shortcoming is that I don't always talk to people to prepare in advance. So any fault that ever happens during the show is definitely not production's fault. It's definitely my fault. So let's go ahead and take the quiz. There are 6 questions, and I haven't taken it And I'm curious what they are. So I don't know if they can pull it up on the screen. I'm going to kind of read it from my computer screen. But they go, is this hate speech? The question is, I'm not saying this. They're saying, is this hate speech? They go, why do Indians smell like curry? They stink. Would this statement meet Facebook's criteria for hate speech? I would say no. That's like rude. You shouldn't say that. That's not cool, but I would say that it wouldn't violate hate speech. So if we click on it, does it give us an answer? It's like a real-time sort of interactive thing. I don't know. But, yeah, I would say no. Oh, okay, so actually, yes, according to Facebook's training document, claiming that specific groups stink is a degrading generalization, and it would be flagged as hate speech. Okay, so then I guess my question would be, if they say all white people are evil, would that be hate speech? Right? Because that's why I want to kind of take the quizzes so we can think of other examples and see if that would be hate speech. Because, first of all, if you're saying why do Indians stink, I think that's just a nasty thing. You're kind of like a nasty person if you go around saying those types of things. You shouldn't say it. That said, you should have a right to say it. And then people should have a right to say, well, that's kind of a jerky thing to say. And then hopefully people would say, well, you're being kind of a jerk. Maybe you shouldn't be so much of a jerk in the future. That's the idea. People say things that aren't nice, and then we tell them they're not nice, and then hopefully we live in a nicer world. Next question is, hold on, let me see if I can load it. Poor black people should still sit at the back of the bus. Would this statement meet Facebook's criteria for hate speech? I would say yes, it definitely would meet their criteria, especially because if you're Facebook, you consider blacks to be an oppressed minority. So anything, no. Okay. That's really weird. So while Facebook's training document calls for any segregation as unacceptable attack, subsets of protected groups do not receive the same protection. So while race is a protected category, social class is not. This is really weird then. So if you say, I hate black people, that's hate speech. But if you say, I hate poor black people, that isn't. This is really dumb. And I live on the internet. So for those of you, by the way, who are listening in and you can't see what's going on, what we're doing is we're taking a quiz from the New York Times where they go through Facebook's guidelines on what is hate speech and what isn't hate speech. And so far, I got both questions wrong. So I'm now 0-2. The first question said, would it be hate speech to say, why do Indians stink? And I said, that's a mean thing to say, but I don't think it would be actually prohibited. I was wrong. And then they said, if you say poor black people should be put at the back of the bus, that would not be hate speech because it's okay to hate poor people. This is really, I mean, this really shows the problem with all these tech companies. I live on the internet. I make my living on the internet. Everything that I do online every day, I'm like plugged into the internet matrix, practically to like a point where it's virtual reality for me. And I'm 0-2 now. So how are some people supposed to know? And then moreover, how do they come up with this nonsense? All right, so we got 6 questions, 4 more. Let's check out what question number 3 is. And by the way, I haven't read the quiz. That's the fun. White men are a-holes. Would this statement meet Facebook's criteria for hate speech? I would say no. Because I see it every day, and nobody gets ever banned at all, so I'm really curious what this is. And they go, yes. According to Facebook, saying white men are a-holes would be hate speech because it targets a subset of 2 protected categories because white men encompass race and sex with an attack of the form of cursing. So I actually don't believe this. I think this is a complete and total lie. Because I see kill all white men, right? I see murder threats. I see people call for white genocide and the murder of white people. So I'm at the point now where I don't believe any of this. I think it's all a lie. And Facebook just releases to New York Times as some kind of like public relation thing. All right. Question number 4. For those of you at home, I'm reading questions out loud. 4 of 6. Keep trans men out of girls' bathrooms. The question is, would this statement meet Facebook's criteria for hate speech? Yes, would be my answer, because that would be transphobia, and it would be, okay, so I finally got one right. Okay, One out of four. I finally got one right. Although they say it depends, the statement targets two protected categories, gender identity and sex, and calls for an exclusion of this group. But it would most likely be permitted because of continuing debates around transgender issues. Republican lawmakers in Texas have used similar language to rally support for legislation banning transgender bathroom access. Okay, this is like legalism. I'm a lawyer, social media maven, media commentator, been before 16 million people on 60 Minutes. I've kind of done it all. And I've actually, I know people at Facebook who are, I'm not going to go into all that, but let's just say I know a lot of people. I don't even know what the heck they're talking about. This is all like legalism. This is a complete mess. I disavow this quiz. All right, question number five. Let's see if this would be hate speech under Facebook's group. Female sports supporters need to be hit in the head with hockey pucks. Would this statement meet criteria? Facebook's were here for hate speech. Yes, because you're discriminating against a gender-based category of sports supporters, namely female sports supporters. So, and they go, oh my God, this is a joke. So they're saying actually no. So I got another one wrong. I've only gotten one out of five right. No. While gender is a protected category, Facebook's training document states that occupation is not. Although this is a call to violence, it would not seem to violate the company's rules of hate speech. That is because including occupation and the attack negates the protection granted based. This is so dumb. All right, what we got? Last one. Six. So for those of you keeping score, I've gotten one out of five right. All right, question number six of six. I'll never trust a Muslim immigrant. They're all thieves and robbers. Would this statement meet Facebook's criteria for hate speech? So this is tricky now because I'm kind of figuring out the quiz. If it said I'll never trust a Muslim bus driver, then I don't think it would be hate speech under the rules because bus driver would be an occupation. So for those of you, oh, so for by the way, those of you kind of follow along at home, we're using logical reasoning to try to figure out these rules because you know what I'm going to do with these rules? I'm going to figure out how people that I don't like are violating the rules, and I'm going to use legalistic attacks against people who have tried to get me censored on Facebook. So I'm learning right now in real time. I'm leveling up my own game to go after people who, in fairness, go after me and are trying to attack me and destroy me. So fair is fair. So if this said, I will never trust a Muslim bus driver, then I think you could get away with it. But says, I would never trust a Muslim immigrant, I'm going to say that's hate speech. Question number six, I will claim it's hate speech because immigrant is a protected class of people. So let's hit yes. Please tell me I got two right. I'm being humiliated in real time. So click on the yes button if you would, please. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? No. Wrong again. While Facebook usually considers dismissive attacks, including those targeting groups based on religious affiliation, as unacceptable, the company's training manuals classify immigrants as quasi-protected category. This means they are not protected against some types of attacks, including dismissive attacks. All right. Well, you just watched me fail a social media test. So hopefully this clip will go viral. People who hate me can make fun of me and say Cernovich is an idiot. How'd this guy ever pass a California bar exam? How's this guy anything? The dummy only got one out of six. He tells you he knows so much. So I was just humiliated, so we'll call that segment Cernovich Fails Facebook Hate Speech Quiz. We'll be back for the final segment. Well, actually, I think that's it. We'll be back. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Mike Cernovich, hosting the fourth hour for you. You can find me at twitter.com/CERNOVICH.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material,
material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for